This is why this is my favorite part of the crib!
Sorry. Are you still recording? Sorry. Okay. Look at that. It is full of roe. This is gold.
Wow, so good.
In this season of Makan Kakis, we're in JB. Actually, far from the bustle of the city in Greater JB, I'm in Kampung Simpang Arang, where my foodie friend, David Niao, a writer who lives in JB, has invited me to meet him here at the seafood restaurant. Oh my goodness, David, just looking at this spread waiting for me, that trek 30 minutes from downtown, totally worth it. Talk me through what you've ordered.
It's all freshly caught this morning. We're near a river, Sungai Simpang Arang. Just a steamed sotong with a sambal, giant clams with a vermicelli.
And that looks like crispy garlic and scallion on top. Freshly caught mussels, and it's done the kan siang style, which I do believe is more of a Malaysian cooking style. It's kind of dry fried with a lot of aromatics, dried shrimp, chilies, ginger. So very, very fragrant.
Oh, you have no space. Here.
I can't believe I've already taken up two plates.
How is it?
Really, really tasty. Even though it's been fried with all these aromatics, it doesn't detract from how fresh the seafood is.
This is a salted egg and black pepper crab.
Oh my gosh, that's right. Look, you can literally see the black pepper bits in here. So that is unusual. We either have black pepper crab or salted egg, but the two together, best of both worlds. I need to taste this salted egg and black pepper. It's exactly as they say it is, but if you want a salted egg flavor with a bit of punch, the black pepper totally boosts it. So I think they did a really, really clever thing by combining the two. Oh my goodness, I just realized we didn't even touch this, the mantou. And you need it with the crab, right?
Yes.
Okay, so fluffy. It was really interesting how something so simple makes it such an original and new dish. Can I share with you some of the roe?
Thank you.
And again, the freshness of the seafood itself. My first bite of crab. With the sauce, incredible. David, like, where are we? Are we near the coast?
We're in the far west of Greater JB. There's a river near here that connects to the sea. This is a village of Orang Selita, to be specific.
As in the Selita we know in Singapore?
Correct, correct.
They moved to this part of Malaysia.
Well, yeah, about 50, 60 years ago. They make their livelihood off the sea. Seafood is good and cheap. It's a wonderful experience coming all the way out here to an Orang Asli, the native original people village.
This is like literally kampung feel in the true sense. You've got like cats walking by, their children playing, there's fresh fish in the tanks behind, and freshly caught squid steamed lightly with some sambal. Tentacles! You can really, really taste the difference. Not overcooked, not rubbery. It's just really bouncy, tender, and that sambal. It's got freshness of onion. It's got dried shrimp in there as well. But if you want it just freshly steamed without the sambal, they can do that too, or with garlic. So there are lots of choices here. But while we're in this part of Greater Johor, is there anywhere else interesting that we can check out?
I'll take you to one of my favorite places to have a tea. Teh Halia.
Okay.
Nice ginger tea. And it's under not just a tree, a few trees. It is picturesque.
All right. So tea with a view under a tree. That's next. Wow, David, another very unusual eatery. Tell me more. It's so cute. We're like literally eating by a roadside, but facing a football pitch.
Well, I love places like this, and this particular warung, Ibawa Pokok or Susia Cafes, they hold a special place in my heart. And this place is a work of love. It's a passion project. The owner just passed, and his wife Yati is carrying it on, and he was a carpenter.
You can tell, it's so beautifully crafted. Yeah, it's certainly a treasure. Wow, this has kick. This is delicious.
Actual bits of ginger floating in the teh halia.
It's proper. Properly brewed with all of these big chunks of ginger. And really comforting. And as usual, I'm so sorry to have done this. We were supposed to just have a kopi or a teh after our enormous seafood meal. But when I heard this dish was on the menu, I had to try.
Soup gearbox.
Soup gearbox. Soup gearbox. Why gearbox? I'm going to assume it's because
yeah.
It looks like a gear. Look at that. You are being a responsible human and you're going to refrain because you've eaten too much, whereas I cannot resist. So...
10 hours later.
It's so decadent. That marrow, fatty and glossy. It just slides down your gullet so beautifully. It's very delicious. There's celery, there's tomato. Oh, homemade taste, very comforting. It's a little bit chilly, it's a little bit rainy, so having a hot cup of teh halia and a hot bowl of soup actually does hit the spot.
And the goreng pisang.
Yes. David, I really have to say how much I appreciate the time you took to choose places that really give you a unique perspective of eating and drinking in JB. This one has been really quite special. So I know who to call the next time I visit JB, and you better have a new list of rustic gems to share.
Bring it on.